Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior soccer star at North Salem High School, Cassandra Cassie Pelosi. Hi, Cassie. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. And congratulations on the award. Very, very well deserved. As I look over your nomination letter.
Thank you. Thanks.
And we've also got Coach with us, Coach Bob Martin. Hi, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks. Doing okay. So we're going to start with the obvious. Now, as I was looking and I went online to check, I see that Class C championship this past weekend, you guys beat LaFell and in dominating fashion, by the way, 8-1. Nicely done. And not just dominating in one game, but also in the regular season, I noted that you guys outscored the opponents, you gals, I'm sorry, outscored your opponents 66-9, which is like holy soccer score, Batman. I mean, that's impressive.
That is, I mean, if you're talking to me, that is quite impressive. The team has really come together all season long, pretty much from the get-go, having one mission, and that is to try to get that sectional championship.
Well, obviously you got that. So, and we're looking at the big game today, right, Cassie? Now, just for the audience's sake, to let you know, I record this show, this Con Ed show, on a Thursday, and then the show runs on Sunday. But the big game for the championship against Mount Academy is actually today. Is that correct there, Cassie?
Yep, today, 4 p.m.
4 p.m. and at a neutral site. Where are you all going to be playing?
We're playing at Arlington. So it's Section 1, which kind of, you know, that gives us a little bit of a home field advantage.
Okay. All right. Nice. So going into this one, and both of you equally dominant during the regular season, you all were 14-3-1. Mount Academy was 15-0. And I think the combined scores between you all was like 160 or something to 9. So how do you feel going into this game, going into this championship?
I mean, personally, I'm excited. I know everyone on the team's excited. And there's a little bit of nerves here just because we know like what's on the other side after this game. But we're all pretty confident. We've done our preparation. We've been preparing all season as well as doing some extra kind of investigating. And I think we're all confident in ourselves. We just have to play a great game, and we know we can take care of business.
Okay, so knowing that Mount Academy will not be able to hear this until after the game is played, what's that extra investigating? Come on, talk to me.
I mean, just a little bit of film session, going undercover, going to their sectional final game. So,
all right. So, how did you all finish last season? By the way,
last season, so we were in Class B, and it was a little more competitive than the Class C sectional. So we lost in the second round to Byram Hills, which has now actually become a Class A school. So now we're seeing, you know.
Okay. Right. And is this your first shot at the championship?
Yeah.
The state championship?
Yeah.
All right.
So, my freshman year, though, we had a good team, like a really good team. And we were in Class C. But because of COVID, we actually there was the kind of mock sectionals just in like area based, and we actually played Byram Hills again, and we lost in like kind of sectional semifinals, but there was no state championship beyond. But we wouldn't have been playing Byram Hills if it had been normal, because they were a Class A school that year. So I know we definitely could have gone deep my freshman year in Class C.
Okay, I gotcha. And I see you've been you've been league MVP for the last couple of seasons, and that doesn't include this one, and I will use the word yet. Also, all section both years and all league going back to 2020. You've played varsity for 5 years. You're the captain of the squad. Now you're captain. Is this the first year? Is this your first year as captain?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So now I ask everybody that wins this award, because pretty much everybody that wins it is the captain of whatever their respective team sport is. How does it feel to be the captain? Do you feel any pressure? I mean, obviously your play on the field dictates to your teammates how this is done, but do you feel any pressure in that leadership role?
Like a slight bit of pressure. I kind of like take on the role of like leading with my feet, and just trying to set like a good example on the field, just in terms of like play. Like, I'm pretty vocal, but we also have like the other captains are just equally as vocal. So I like I like there's like a good balance and dynamic between all of us. Kind of like we make like a good captain squad, but like there is an element of pressure where I do like always try and like make sure that I will never let anyone down, just like kind of being in that role.
So. Okay. And I was going to ask you the question about other captains and other folks that you were able to turn to on the field, that it's important to have that, you know, to not feel kind of isolated in that particular role, to have some assistance. Now, you had captains, obviously, when you were younger. And was there anything that those captains taught you that you've been able to impart to the younger players now?
I think kind of just building like a good kind of team camaraderie and team culture, like always like kind of being inclusive at like team dinners and stuff like that has kind of set like a good role. I've had my favorite captain was definitely my sister my freshman year, so she always set a good role, and I was the only freshman on the team, so she kind of like being the captain and my sister like kind of like took me under her wing a little. So
oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. Always got to love those family affairs. And now with the younger players, have you seen obviously the team has improved? I mean, you're sitting looking at the championship game later on this afternoon. But have you seen some improvement in the younger players that you are particularly proud of this particular season?
Yeah, totally. Like we've had in particular, I'll call her out. Noemi Torres is our sophomore goalie. And going to the season, we had lost two goalies that were like really good trained goalies, and we were kind of like a little anxious going in because we didn't have like a real trained goalie, and we kind of put her in that role. Like, no, I mean, this girl, she's very athletic and she's a sophomore and she'd never like played on varsity or anything before, and Bob Martin, our coach, he trained her and she's become like this great stud goalie. So that's definitely one example, just growing into your role. So that's mm-hmm. great.
Well, that is a good example, especially when you look at the, you know, the goals for versus the goals against. Obviously, she's doing her job very, very well. And for you, it's not just soccer. Excuse me. Did I say soccer? And I'm supposed to be good at this. It's not just soccer, but it's also two other sports. You're a three sports star. There's varsity spring track. You were the team MVP, league champion in the long jump, 800 millimeter, the 4x4 meter, varsity winter track. Track in 2020, you were team MVP. Lacrosse, you were the team MVP last year.
No, I was team MIP in lacrosse. I was not MVP in lacrosse.
Okay. My bad. You know what? I thought that might have been a misspelling on the I. What actually is MIP?
Most improved, you know?
Oh, gotcha. You know, I should have been able to figure that out, but I can be a little dim on occasion. So just, you know, bear with me. But with the three sports now, and I coaches, and coach, I'll ask you about this in a sec. A lot of coaches mention that they're fans of their student athletes that are multi-sport players, only because of the fact that there's different aspects, different disciplines from different sports that you can apply to whatever sport you're currently entertaining. So how do you feel like being a three sport star? What is it that you can take from the other sports to help you with your current one?
Well, definitely with track, it's obviously just the endurance and kind of speed component. So it helps me like, you know, become like a little more athletic, because I know like just my kind of like endurance and stuff has grown throughout high school, just like getting more into like running and like that kind of training. Cause like that was kind of more of like a foreign concept to me before I got to high school.
Okay.
And like, especially for high school soccer, it's really important to have that like physical athletic component, because that's like how a majority of like teams play. So track has really helped me in that. In that regard.
All right. And coach, talk to me about Cassie here and her development as a player. I mean, you're talking 5 years varsity, and also the importance of that question I just asked her.
I guess I'll start with the part about the three sport athlete. You know, what I enjoy as a coach about three sport athletes is that, you know, obviously, you know, the physicalness of the different sports helps the person be more well-rounded physically, but also, you know, IQ, athletic IQ, because you're playing different sports. You have to pick things from each sport. And there's a lot of crossover between sports where you can pick something up in one sport and apply it to another. So that's why, I always enjoy having the three-sport athlete. As far as Cassie and her development through the 5 years that she's been with me, I have been doing this a while, and there's been very few athletes that have come along that have been as driven as she is to excel. she works extremely hard. You know, it's the old where she's working hard when nobody's watching. And to me, that's one of the most impressive things that, you know, I've learned about Cassie throughout these years. And her competitiveness is just unmatched.
Okay. Well, listen, that is obviously noted, and it's been noticed this particular season. So well done, Cassie. And I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior soccer star at North Salem High School, Cassie Pelosi. So, Cassie, with this award comes the academic side and other activities. And like I mentioned earlier, you're a New York State Scholar Athlete in all three sports you play. You're taking four AP classes. You have five under your belt. You're also taking advanced science research. You're in the top 1% of your class, basically a 100 average. So on the academic side, I'd say you're kind of nailing it. So well done. But just kind of curious, the advanced science research, what are you doing in that particular class?
So for the past 2 years, I kind of was researching just bone metabolism, bone growth. And it's actually after I kind of decided on that topic after I got a stress fracture in my sophomore year season. So that kind of drove me to like go into that. And then my sophomore year, like the summer going to my junior year, I went to like Mount Sinai. I went to like a lab in Manhattan and kind of spent my summer there like researching with mice and kind of just analyzing data, growing like bone cells. So that was really cool. And then my junior year in that class, I wrote just like a comprehensive journal paper on like the findings from that study from the summer. And so this year I'm kind of in like a weird limbo where I've kind of completed the course. This year would have been like reserved for competitions, but since my like study kind of involved like euthanasia, I've been like forbade from like using that research in competitions, like national competitions. So that's kind of, but I'm actually now kind of starting to delve into just like sports specialization and just the effects of that on just like overuse injury. So it's kind of like in the same field as my former research. So I'm gonna do that. I'll probably do like a little case study with different like kind of orthopedic clinics around the area, and just that's kind of it.
Okay, well that might be an answer to a question I have coming up here in just a couple of seconds. But also just with the academic achievements, excellence in AP U.S. History, language, composition, physics, Calc, New York State Comptroller's Award, Harvard Book Award recipient. You're a member of the National Honor Society, Rho Kappa, the Math Honor Society, also the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Foundation. You were a delegate selected to represent high schools at a 3-day conference at Adelphi last year. What was that about?
That was my sophomore year.
Okay.
The teachers kind of like nominated just like students that had like kind of leadership components. And then there was like kind of like a little essay writing contest. And so I was, my essay was chosen. And then I went to this conference to, with just students from like Long Island and like kind of just like New York area. And it was cool. It was just kind of like team building and public speaking skills. So it was cool.
Okay. And I know we just kind of talked about some of your interests there from the advanced science course. So where do your passions lie when it comes to your classwork? Is there anything in particular that strikes your fancy that you might consider moving forward when it comes to school? Because I noted, by the way, and mucho congratulations to the fact that you are going to be heading off to Emory. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, no, I'm planning on probably going into like the medical field. I'm definitely more of like a STEM kind of oriented person. So right now I'm taking one of my classes. My favorite class is probably AP Bio. So, and last year AP Physics probably was my favorite class. So definitely science related, probably maybe sports medicine or like orthopedic surgeon. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay, yeah, this is the sports medicine, the orthopedic surgeon. I kind of got that impression when we talked about the science class there. And I also see you're the editor of the student paper and also a writer. You got 12 front page articles, according to your nomination letter.
Yeah, and I've written for 12, like, and I've gotten like 5 on the front cover.
Okay. Well, still 5 bylines is kind of cool, though. I'm gonna say being able to see your name there, and also Model UN Treasurer, delegate to the Model UN at Harvard last couple of years. And so, what specific real world challenges did you all take on? Did you all consider?
Yeah. So, 2 years ago at the conference, my friend who's actually on the soccer team with me, we were in the same committee, and we kind of tackled just like education access throughout like throughout the world, and just kind of like gender blocks that like people face like in obtaining equitable education. And last year it was kind of more of like a, it was a smaller kind of group that I was in. It was like 40 people compared to like 200 the year before. And I was part of the European Union. I represented Romania, and it was kind of just dealing with like, should the euro be more widespread, and like what are like the problems with the euro, and then just like Scotland wanting to adopt the euro. So it was like all a hypothetical thing. So.
Well, no, but hypothetical, but still very, very interesting and still very real world. So that's had to be a very cool experience.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And also, I see the environmental club where you're the president, but you also petitioned to get the club restarted. Now, where did that come from? What was the impetus for wanting to restart the club?
So after I took like we just took like just honors bio in ninth grade, I learned like I kind of that was like my first exposure to environmental issues, like kind of at the biological level. So that was pretty cool, and I learned a lot about like acid rain, which was kind of pertinent because my dad, like, he grew up in the Adirondacks, and acid rain is like a major problem. Like a lot of people around his like in his community kind of developed cancer later in life. So I was just thinking like, oh, like the environment, you know, that I don't know, it should be more of a focal point, especially at our school, just because, you know, I think every school should need an environmental club. So
oh yes, I agree with you there. It definitely should be more of a focal point. And now I ask everyone this, and obviously you are very, very busy, but is there anything that you do just to give yourself a little bit of a break, take a breather, anything for Cassie time to sit back just for a second if you ever get one?
You know, actually definitely like just watching TV. You know, my parents and I, we kind of just do that like every night if we can. Watching the Pittsburgh Steelers, that's a highlight, you know.
Oh, that speaking of Thursdays,
exactly, tonight we're gonna win the game tonight. My dad and I watch the Steelers beat the Titans.
There you go. I'm also I worked in Pittsburgh for many, many years, and I went to school out there specifically because I know when I shouldn't have chosen a school just because I was a Pittsburgh Pirate fan, but well, I'm an idiot, so I did. But it ended up being a good experience and worked out well for me. But yes, go Stillers, and that's Stillers if you're going to do it as a Yinzer, you know. So now, Coach, before we close up shop here, do you have any more thoughts here for Cassie and Cassie moving forward, and obviously for this afternoon and the big game?
My thoughts for Cassie moving forward. I mean, as far as her individually moving forward, I have, you know, I have no reservations for her having successful, career the rest of the way with soccer and with life. As far as the immediate and today, and hopefully moving forward with our team, just going old school, just stay with what we've been working with, and keep our system going. Hopefully our system is what has gotten us where we are, and, you know, just work to outwork.
Well, good luck to you all there. Seriously, good luck to you all there. Big game for you today, and congrats again, Cassie, on the award, the Con Ed Award here. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thanks.
And for Coach, it was nice to meet you, and it was nice to talk to you. And one more time, good luck this afternoon. Then, of course, Cassie, let's go Steelers tonight, huh?
Thank you.
For North Salem High School's Cassie Pelosi, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.